The supermarket's slogan, "Every little helps," is often true, for little things matter. But it's also true little things can get us down. I had recently felt a bit low because I received a negative comment about something I had said. In the scale of things, it was nothing much at all, but it got me down until I prayed about it and went out for a walk with my little son and regained perspective. It's easy in lockdown to lose our normal perspective and let things get to us. In more normal times, the things we might do or enjoy, the people we chat to, can give us that perspective on the little things that can get us down. But in lockdown, little things can buzz around our heads and grow arms and legs. So we need, in our own ways, to take time somehow to gain that outside perspective, even if we can't get out and about. For me, knowing there's a God who loves us no matter what, and knowing we have acceptance and friendship and perspective from Jesus, really helps. But even so, we're not invulnerable to the things that get us down, and God works through ordinary people, often in ordinary ways. Yesterday, I felt a bit stressed because of something tiny. I was walking with my little son around the sports field, and his precious little baseball rolled out under the fence into the road outside and down the hill. There was no way for us to get it back. It would take ages for us to walk around the fence, and it could be gone. So I shouted for help, and someone kindly retrieved the ball for us, cheering us up. Sometimes the answer is to ask for help to sort out even little things. Last week, my son also managed to get a Christmas present book down the very narrow back of our radiator, and we couldn't get it out. Then we had a sudden inspiration using a piece of string to drop down the back of the radiator and pull the book up. We could face the present giver again. Our tiny success cheered us up. Maybe we all need to allow ourselves little triumphs to cheer us up. Maybe doing something different, like reading a new book, doing the task we've put off. But maybe it's also about doing any little thing and feeling good we've done it. A little bit of exercise. An elderly lady told me in lockdown she gets strength from just doing her daily and weekly routine for cleaning her home, a bit a day. But also, I think we need to remember to look out upwards and around. Get out where we can, or look out. Contact old friends, smile to neighbours. Look up at the sky every day, as my little son does. Look at nature. And if you can't see much, look at pictures or photos. What little things of routine, of new things, or of looking outward and upwards might help you to keep going? Don't let the little bad things swamp you. Allow the little good things to help you. Keep going, including maybe asking for a little help from somebody or even from God.